Time now for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornets head football coach Jeff McGlathery. Copan falling this last week. Hornets lost at home to Covington Douglas 44-16. And Coach McGlathery, talking with you last week, you set a goal of getting the goose egg off the scoreboard. You guys had lost a couple of games where you hadn't scored very many points, actually no points, no touchdowns or field goals on the season, and you got it in the end zone a couple times, so I know you lost, but I'm sure nice to get on the scoreboard.
Well, we did. We were shorthanded Friday. We suited 8 players. We had no subs. 8 kids had to play offense, defense, special teams, never got a break. So with that being said, I have probably never been more proud of a group of kids that I have coached than I were those 8 Friday night. They never quit. They never backed down. They never stopped fighting. And in the midst, they finally got, like you said, got the goose egg off the scoreboard. So they fought with everything they had. They gave us everything they had, and proud of those 8 young men.
What was the reason? Did you have some injuries?
Injuries and eligibility. We had had a few kids not keeping their grades up, and then we had some injuries that had some kids out for Friday.
Have you ever seen anything like that before? I know you've been around a little bit. Somebody playing both ways for the entire, I guess it would be 48 minutes?
No, we have kids that played both ways, but at some point in the ball game, you know, we can get them out and at least get them a play or two off. I've never been in the situation where we have only suited 8 kids. I've suited 9 one time and 10 one other time, which, I mean, that only gave us one other sub, but we could kind of rotate people around and get them out for a play or two here and there and get them a break. I've never been in a situation where we've suited just 8 players.
8 guys, since we've got the time, why don't you go ahead and give them a shout-out? Who are the 8 guys that played for you?
Dakota Scott, Peyton Hawkins, Josh Blackburn, Devin Custer, Damian, and Brett Burdick, Sam McGlathery, and Aaron Hunt.
And possibility you'll get some of these kids back for a Blue Jacket on Friday?
I think we're going to get one back off of eligibility. There's a possibility we could get 2 back off of injuries. I won't know until later in the week, tomorrow, possibly Wednesday, before I know about the 2 off of the injuries.
Talking with Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery on the Hornets Coach's Corner. Sounds like a harrowing loss that the Hornets had to Covington Douglas this past week, 44-16. You guys have Blue Jacket on Friday. What would you like to see out of you guys this Friday evening?
Well, kind of the same thing, and as we go through the season, you may get tired of hearing me say this, but just to continue to fight. I mean, excuse me. It's going to be a long season, and we're shorthanded anyway, and then injuries and eligibility hurt us like they did this past week. The kids that are able to suit up and play on Fridays, I just want to see them continue to fight and not give up. Obviously, we'd like to be able to put some more points on the board. Again, we've got a tough team coming in, tough opponent coming in this week, Blue Jacket. They're a good ball team. They have good players. They're well coached. So we definitely have a challenge ahead of us. But the way the kids have played and they've grown over the last 3 weeks, I think they're up to the challenge. They're definitely not going to back down.
Copan head football coach Jeff McLathery, Hornets hosting Blue Jacket Friday night at 7:30. Blue Jacket is 1-2. They have an opening week victory over Welch, then a couple losses in a row to Deer Creek, Lamont, and Timberlake. And once again, Copan will be hosting Blue Jacket. Hornets looking for their first victory and hopefully a few more guys out there on the gridiron Friday night. Coach McLathery, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.